Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Fair and breezy here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Sunny this afternoon with a high of about 64 degrees. Isaac said winds from 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear overnight with a low of 42, and we're expecting a sunny day on Friday with a high of around 68. Currently, I said 63 here on campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. A little later this half hour, we'll be joining Daryl Bork from his from the Poets Bookshelf segment. We begin by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Thank you.
the San Francisco group It's a Beautiful Day from their 1970 release entitled Marrying Maiden and a number entitled Don and Dewey. It's 27 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
Today's first poem is Charivari de Jean Lorette in a book published by Texas Review Press. Jack B. Bedell's new book of poems, Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems. Charivari de Jean Lorette. At dusk they come in force, accoutrement. The town brings a noise he knows in his chest. With copper pots and spoons they raise the voice of his wife, gone to ground not 7 months. She was a Martin, and of the place, her things stare down from every wall and cast shadows across his new love, all red hair and skin so white she glows against their Parisian bed. He knows this crowd will not be satisfied with bread and strawberry wine. They've come for the joy of waking his conscience, bringing the old stares of his wife's kin straight into the room. Some want the wedding china they bought with sweat to chip and fall from the cabinet. Some want the furniture they finished to lose its stain and break apart in scrap wood on the floor. Most, though, would love to see him lose his breath and die atop his teenage bride, too soon off the boat to have met any of them, too sweet to know why they have come to call. And the title poem from the book Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems by Jack B. Bedell was inspired by an Henri Cartier-Bresson photograph dated 1944 of Matisse in his studio entitled Matisse with Doves, Bone Hollow True. In the photograph, the old man grips a bird in his left hand, clamps down on it, not to trap it, but to set free what part eludes the eyes. His fingers reach into its meat. He rolls its bones carefully under his thumb, bones filled with so much air they are themselves lighter even. Around him, the studio is a mess of cages, patterned fabrics, and sunlight. He is slump lost in the sinews that give the dove dominion over ground, himself trapped in a grayscale vacuum, weighed down by turban and shawl, for all of us to roll between the lobes of our brain, figuring how best to spill him out, true, onto the canvas.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bork. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jesus Lopez Cobos conducted the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra in a performance of The Sorcerer's Apprentice, part of Fantasia 2000 that will be performed by the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra this Saturday afternoon in the, over at the Hyman Performing Arts Center. It's 48 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles.